This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the, hey Marge, did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Running a growing business means getting the insights you need wherever you are. With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/ifanboy, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/ifanboy now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/ifanboy.
You're listening to Goodfellas Minute 35.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care.
Hello and welcome to Goodfellas Minute, the only podcast that analyzes the Martin Scorsese picture Goodfellas. One nightclub comic minute at a time. I am Josh Flanagan. With me is Ron Richards.
I would have said one liner at a minute, but yeah. I guess I would have mumbled that as well, too. So my bad. Hello.
It's late in the week. And with us, of course, for his last day on the show, Jeff Cannata of We Have Concerns DLC. A lot of podcasts.
Slash Filmcast, right?
Yeah.
Filmcast.
Yeah. Just a busy guy. Take my podcasts, please.
Oh, excellent. Well done.
I tried to take my podcast out, but it kept coming back. Okay. So, minute 35, wrapping up this week, starts with Karen's inquiring question. And it ends with a revisit from the Commandant and his key.
Yes. Our favorite, the Commandant.
Really looking forward to the end of this minute.
So I like in the beginning of this minute, you know, they've just been seated. The Steadicam shot is still going, but we're holding on them. And Karen takes her wide-eyed, watching the whole thing happen, and turns to Henry and says, what do you do? You know, like, she's,
I love it.
And what does Henry do? He pretends to not hear her.
What?
He goes, huh?
Believe the lie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also when he says he works in construction, and she holds his hand and says, you don't feel like you work in construction, he breaks eye contact.
He does this. He does the look.
Yeah, he does a side look away and goes, I'm a union delegate. So he didn't look at her when he lied.
Yeah.
But
they're not good liars.
Yeah.
Sonny Buns makes bad choices. Yep. They're not good liars. That's what we've learned so far in this movie.
Yeah. So he lies to her, and then the show starts, and then he makes eye contact with her again and smiles, and then she gets bathed in the glamour again and completely forgets her question.
I like that this is the first time that we have seen a gangster side glance all week.
Yeah.
Because it's been low. The side glance is when De Niro's about to say something tough, he looks off to the side and then comes back.
Nice.
And Henry does a very small version of it here, but it's nice.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good.
Do you guys think that if they had just dilly-dallied 20 seconds more in the parking lot or in the lobby or in the kitchen, that the show would have started?
Yes.
They would have just interrupted the show as they walked down to the...
No, or did they wait for him?
Did they wait for that? That goes back to Josh's question from the other day, is if they knew he was coming or not. So
they probably made an announcement like, if anybody wants to buy these people a glass of champagne, they're about to be here. We're holding for them, holding the show.
Maybe they just knew. Maybe like he had Paulie, not Paulie, but somebody like I'm going to go to the Copa. Tell you guys I'm coming. So they knew that one of Paulie's guys was coming.
Yeah,
maybe. That's who knows? It.
Who knows?
The line, I'm a union delegate.
Yeah.
It's another one of those lines that's like music. Like, hear it. I hear him say it the way he says it. I hear whatever his cadence is, whatever, you know, his way of enunciating it. It's just great. It is so It sticks in my head. Yep. It's
and it's clear that she doesn't believe that, but she's okay not believing that.
Yeah, she quickly forgets it when she remembers where she is.
Yeah.
Or no longer cares, you know?
Well, this is another one of those things that, like, the entire character of Carmela Soprano was based on.
Exactly.
That idea. I mean, the line that he gives
willing
right
suspension
here,
of disbelief.
Exactly. Yeah. I've decided I like all of these other things, so I'm going to let that one go.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to just... I mean, that it's true. Like, that whole character... And she won a lot of Emmys based literally on this one little conceit in this movie.
Yeah.
And I like that.
That's true. Yeah, fascinating.
The other thing I learned in this minute is that Henny Youngman doesn't even try. He, like, doesn't even... There's no no artfulness in the delivery. It is just saying the line. Wow.
He's one of the greats, Jeff. He is one of the fantastic, yeah, the legends of comedy, right?
No doubt.
He is, quote, as they introduced him in this minute, the king of the one-liners, ladies and gentlemen, Henny Youngman. So, Jeff, have you ever done stand-up comedy?
I have not.
Okay, well, neither have I. Josh, you haven't, right? Well, I hear it's hard,
it's
right?
It's hard.
So apparently Henny Youngman's set would last 15 minutes. And would just be rapid fire one liner jokes.
Well, he actually does take my wife, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's
but,
the.
But he doesn't. He says, take my wife, please. He doesn't. Yeah. There's no take
comma.
My wife, please. You know, like, it's like the whole joke is that you think he's saying, for example, my wife. Yeah. But he doesn't even attempt the swerve.
Well, because you know what? Because I think by this point, that's his catchphrase.
Right.
And everyone know they're waiting for it.
Okay,
you know?
So here's the deal. Henny Youngman is playing himself. But he's playing himself 30 years later, 20 years later or whatever. Yeah. Unless he always looked 80.
Well, if you look at photos. Well,
I know. So the question is this how 80-year-old Henny Youngman performs, or is this him 50, done it then? If he was just doing some night in a club that he always does and doesn't really care about, and he comes out, he says his lines, and then he goes back.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I guess.
Potentially.
You feel like if you're putting it on celluloid forever, ever, you're probably going to do like the best version of that.
So
maybe?
That makes me think then that he is doing, and this is again, it's me wanting to give credit to everybody for what they're doing here, that he's doing the most authentic version of that. And that authentic version of, I was three sheets to the wind, didn't give a shit. I wanted to be backstage as soon as it was over with one of those club girls. And I'm going to go and say the line. I'm going to do the stuff and I'm going to go. They don't want to see
me.
They're here to see. Is Bobby Vinton?
No, that's the later scene. They don't reveal who they're seeing. Yeah.
Okay, so, but they're there to see the singer. It doesn't matter. He's just there. He's doing his 15 minutes. And
you're telling me that Henny Youngman is giving an Oscar caliber performance, embodying all of the heaviness and weight of a club comic who's been doing this for 30 years.
He's making you feel it.
For a bunch of criminals.
Yep.
Like, they don't care that he's there. He's in danger, for one thing, so he wants to get off
that
stage.
Yeah.
Because God forbid he offends one of the Tonys.
Well, I feel
Carson was assaulted by a gangster because of a joke he did.
But I feel like even at this point, Henny Youngman, who's been entertaining people for 20 to 30 years before the show, is respected by the audience as a great. You know, like, it's like, wow, we get to see Henny Youngman. Like, Karen goes home and tells her mother, he took me to see Henny Youngman at the Copa.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I feel like there's a reverence for him, you know.
And so he can get away with it.
I'm just surprised at how he doesn't attempt any kind of artful delivery. It is just I'm
really not going with my benefit of the doubt here.
We should do some research and go back and look at his performances in the 40s to see if they're just exactly the same.
Like, in order for that to become a catchphrase, it had to have worked at some point, right?
Yeah,
he had to have sold the idea that
hold on, I'm going with this. Steve Martin stopped performing stand-up because it got to be so big that the people were just repeating the line as he did it and laughing at the fact that he did the line, not the actual joke anymore.
Right.
So if you have crafted these lines that have become famous and you're just performing them so that people can hear them, they're not really hearing them.
He's definitely, you know, coming out and playing Sympathy for the Devil. He's the Stones,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
He's just coming out and doing the hits, the greatest hits collection. I get that. I just feel like I'm surprised that the greatest hits selection isn't attempting to actually tell the joke. He's just saying it. He's just saying the words. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's all he was capable of. I mean, they wheeled him out there like they do Stan Lee now, and they just...
It's true. Excelsior. Take my wife. Excelsior. But
I do gotta admit,
I like... So the camera pans to Henny Youngman, and that's when the Steadicam shot finally ends, what, 3-plus minutes later, right?
You think of McConkie just shaking his wrist?
Yeah, exactly. And you realize the whole shot ends with McConkie on Henny Youngman, and he's like, "Oh, this old guy's got to hit his mark."
You don't want to get a case of McConkie elbow. That'll ruin your career.
McConkie elbow. But I do like, again, we get the layering in with the edit, where now the scene changes and we see the Air France heist, which a couple of minutes ago we heard the planning of, while the audio of Henny Youngman telling jokes continues.
Finally a chance for me to go back to give Thelma some credit.
Yeah, exactly.
The sound editor, whoever the heck that was.
Like, holy cow. Because the idea of this, irreverent humor, this kind of one-liner jokes layered on top of basically, starting to commit a crime.
The idea that in my mind they left the show, he dropped Karen off, Tommy,
yep.
And they did that the next night, and there was no sleep between there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You definitely get that feeling with the way it's in the early wee hours of the morning and
the wet pavement on the airport. Oh, man.
It's just jet fuel. At the time, they would spray it everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a different time. We didn't care about safety or
And just how casual does Henry and Tommy look walking through the airport like they belong there? They're just going to pick up some luggage.
They're walking with purpose.
Yeah. They're just going to pick up some lost luggage. That's it. Yeah.
It's true.
So. Oh, great. All right. Well, any other notes on this minute?
Well, I mean, let's just real quick.
Yeah.
The Commandant.
Well, yeah. Well, we got a brief shot of the Commandant in the booth.
And his thing is to wrap up the key. Yep. End it over. There's nobody else. He's the Midnight Day Man. I don't know if you guys remember that.
And this minute ends on a cliffhanger. We'll have to find out on Monday what this key does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes. So, and we assume the whole plan with the citizen went off without a hitch at the Jade East. So, So to recap, the past couple episodes, we haven't talked a lot about the fucks because there haven't been.
Hasn't been any dialogue whatsoever.
He doesn't seem to swear in the voiceover.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
All swearing in this movie is diegetic.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And maybe if it had been Don Rickles, maybe we would have gotten some fucks.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Listen, this is a
classy Henny Youngman. Take my wife, please.
So that leaves us. So no fucks in this episode or the past four episodes, past 4 minutes. So that gives us our total for the week of only one fuck, and total for the movie up to this point, a total of 72.
Wow.
So there you go. 72 fucks.
I feel like the fucks in this movie come in bursts.
Waves, yeah.
Because we didn't have fucks for quite a while. We weren't even averaging a fuck a minute, and now we're already over two fucks a minute.
Yeah.
It's just like real life. And the fucks come in waves.
Yeah. We went a whole this is a December song about that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, Josh, take us home.
Because it has context. So that will do it for minute 35 for this week. You can tune in on Monday for minute number 36. We're gonna find out what they're doing at that airport and why that matters. You can check us out on Twitter. Ron almost wants to tell you about it right now.
Well, I wanted to before we got into our whole little routine, I wanted to thank Jeff for joining us this week. It's been awesome.
Oh my gosh, it's been totally my pleasure, guys. This is really fun. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
So for those who are listening at home who might not know who the great Jeff Cannata is, where can they find you online? Where can people keep track of you after your moment of greatness on Goodfellas Minute?
I'm gonna be over at Tony Goodguy's house. We're gonna be having some food, a couple of sausages, some pasta.
That
be delicious.
Was Chicago.
I know. I went to Chicago. I'm at Jeff Cannata on the Twitters. You can find me, follow my stuff there. I have lots of shows, video game show called DLC, a comedy show called We Have Concerns, and a film show, if you're into films like this one, over at the Slash Filmcast at slashfilmcast.com.
And I listen to all three shows, and all three shows are wonderful. So I highly
thanks, Ron. I appreciate that.
Of course, yeah. Awesome. All right, Josh, you can go back to the script.
Now I'm all off. I was going to do that later.
I'm sorry. All right. Well.
Connor's going to yell at me when he comes back. Okay. So minute 36 will be coming up. Twitter is at Goodfellas Min. Instagram and Facebook, Goodfellas Minute. You can find all of our episodes over at goodfellasminute.com. If you want to support the show, patreon.com/GFM. Or you can go over to goodfellasminute.com/support where you can shop via Amazon, which costs you nothing. We just take a little taste. We like to wet our beak a little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.
I imagine Jeff has like 100 Amazon links.
I don't. I should do that. I need to get on that.
No, on the Amazon bandwagon, man. No, don't. Actually.
Oh. We'll Jeff, give you a link. We'll give you a link.
If you could tweet our link to your fans, that'd be great.
Sure.
So if you have any questions, things of note, email us at contact@goodfellasminute.com. And if you like comic books, you can check out our sister site, ifanboy.com, where we do a comic book podcast every single week. Of course, we want to send you over to our friends over at StarWarsMinute.com, the godfathers of the format, where they're ramping up for some reason to do the Phantom Menace. The Anthem Menace.
The Anthem Menace.
It's very tiny.
That would be a brutal exercise.
It is going to be. And
minute by minute, Phantom Menace.
Oof. They're doing it. They're doing it.
It's not Attack of the Clones minute. That's going to be much worse. Anyway.
For the faint of heart.
So until next week and until next time, I'm Josh.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jeff for the last time. Thanks, guys. This is really fun.
That's your mob name, Jeff for the last time.
Hey, your last time Kanata over here.
There it is.
Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up.